you have interns coming in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that the program revolves around assigning managers to the interns and not the other way around.
So we have, Dell does a really good job. We're obviously in Austin, we're affiliated quite a bit with the University of Texas and other universities around the country as well. And Dell's done always a really good job of summer internship programs and fresh, you know, college graduate programs. One of the things we do within IT is the interns that come in, we assign a position to them, a very measurable set of objectives that they have to deliver and they report on by the end of their internship. But the other thing that we've done is set up so that the interns are actually mentoring the leadership team. So it's what I call the reverse mentoring. And this is something that we did in the autos for a bit. But it's the reverse mentoring where the interns will provide insights to the leadership, the management within IT, right, around things we don't even think about, right? Mm. Like, you know, user experience potentially on some device where, you know, we've thought about it obviously holistically, but some small nuances that they may have. Because as I say, the Gen Ys have actually grown up with the technology, and the Gen Xs, which is typically where the summer interns fall, very close to that as well. Mm. And so they provide insights that many of us who've been in the industry for years and years may not have thought about.
Okay.
So from an information technology perspective, right, our summer interns are a great source of knowledge for us.
Mm. What do you see as the main sort of differences between those young people who are coming in with the ideas and,
sure,
and the older generation?
So the thing that, you know, first of all, the value system that, you know, these I'll call them young kids for lack of a better phrase, come in, they're obviously adults, with is what's important to them. Is, you know, having the freedom to bring in the devices they want to bring in. Mm-hmm. And they've been very clear. And we knew this, but it's more validation. It's more important to them. They would rather have a great device, freedom to move around YouTube and Facebook during the day and go out to the various social media sites and then access company systems, you know, ubiquitously back and forth. That's more important to them than maybe extra pay in the paycheck, right, per se. And we've had people say that to us. They want to be able to bring their own mobile device that they have their world in, right, as opposed to taking company issue devices. So they've been very instrumental in helping us put together, hey, what is our consumerization and our mobility strategy? What should it really look like, right, based on that kind of, you know, young workforce coming in for us?
Yes.
They've been able to provide insights that say, you know, and it's insights that we may know, but you get an understanding of viscerally how big of a problem it is. But why do I have to do 10 clicks to put a trouble ticket in? I should be able to just go click on a little applet in the corner of my screen and put a trouble ticket, and it should instantly go up to the screen. Social media. Right? They want to be able to go out to Twitter and Facebook and, again, as I said before, YouTube and LinkedIn and, you know, Pinterest and all of these various things and get some information during the day. Right? Not necessarily a, you know, I'd be banned from those things because we don't have network bandwidth, which we wouldn't do, right? I mean, that sort of thing. So it's just those sorts of insights that are really important. We actually, within Dell, we use Chatter as our internal social media site, if you will. And it's fascinating to take what I call the, and I said this yesterday in my presentation, you know, the clinical data of are our systems up or are our systems down, right? Mm-hmm. And be able to have the, you know, sort of understanding from the metrics, from the data center, from the hardcore sort of we understand. But Chatter internally for us, and our, you know, our Gen Xs have said it to me as well, is really the pathological, right? So you get the clinical data, but you get the pathological data too that says how are the patients feeling,
yes,
right? How are our employees feeling? And you go onto the Chatter site and you garner insights that are a tremendous help. Mm. So while, you know, I can see metrics that say my systems are up 99.999% of the time potentially, yeah, and then I go out to a Chatter site and I say, oh, this thing is slow, or, you know, I wish it did this or that. Mm. Wow, that is a whole set of, you know, different kind of information that as the office of the CIO tries to improve and really start, you know, having more breakthrough thinking, that's the kind of data we need. And so we've had our Gen Xs tell us that sort of things. And by the way, it's not just Gen X, all the way up to Michael Dell. He is out on Chatter on a daily basis, giving us input and feedback and, you know, really staying on top and the pulse of the company, which is great.